With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. As protests inside Iran continue today, America's top diplomat at the United Nations says President Trump has carefully but strongly asserted American power on the Iranian regime. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Ambassador Michael Waltz says the president's pledge of military action if mullahs in Iran continue killing protesters, along with sanctions which are cutting off revenue to Tehran, are having a major impact throughout the region.
Iran's terrorist proxies are complaining. The Houthis, Hezbollah, their militias in Iraq, the terrorist trust fund that sits in Tehran is drying up. And for everybody out there saying, why do we care? Look, the root of all evil comes out of this Iranian regime across the Middle East. President Trump is focused on fundamental change. And first and foremost, it's drying up the regime's money that it's used to fuel these wars all over the Middle East and the world.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado says she presented her Nobel Peace Prize medal to President Trump at the White House Thursday, saying she had done so as a recognition for his unique commitment to our freedom. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says President Trump deserves credit for transforming the political landscape of Latin America.
Think about before President Trump took over, you had more Marxist regimes in the Western Hemisphere under Biden than you did at the height of the Cold War. Colombia fell, Brazil fell under Biden. Obviously, Mexico's problematic, Cuba's terrible, Venezuela. Well, now, what? We've got an Argentina leader that's conservative. Chile just elected somebody more conservative. And now potentially having Venezuela move back to where they used to be could be very, very good.
A third round of retaliatory strikes by the U.S. in Syria has resulted in the death of an al-Qaeda leader. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers are giving President Trump good grades.
His one-year report card from pro-life groups includes kudos for taking away Medicare funding for abortion clinics and barring the Veterans Administration from paying for abortions. The president is also being cheered for launching an investigation into the safety of abortion pills and pardoning pro-life activists convicted for protesting outside clinics. On the downside, some pro-lifers are unhappy with Mr. Trump's support for in vitro fertilization. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America aren't the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds that the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% in 2004 to over 18% in 2023. The share of people who say they're religiously unaffiliated grew in 15 of the 17 countries and more than doubled in 7. This is SRN News. A hacker pleads guilty.
A Tennessee man has pleaded guilty to hacking the U.S. Supreme Court's filing system more than two dozen times. Court records show that Nicholas Moore also admitted on Friday that he illegally accessed accounts belonging to AmeriCorps and the Veterans Administration Health System. U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell in Washington, D.C. is scheduled to sentence Moore on April 17th. Moore pleaded guilty to one count of computer fraud, a misdemeanor that carries a maximum prison sentence of 1 year. Keith Peters, Washington.
A blast of winter weather has brought snowfall and sub-freezing wind chills across the Midwest and East Coast, as well as near-freezing temperatures in parts of the South. The National Weather Service said yesterday that below-average temperatures were forecast for the central and eastern part of the country this weekend and into early next week. More on these stories at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.